This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I'm in the kitchen area, the long table, with Naomi.
Naomi, it's coming to me. It's coming to me. Naomi Spanish.
It's Naomi Spanish. And we are inventing dessert pizza.
Yeah.
So it's pizza crust, but it's gummy worms, and the sauce is jelly, and the cheese is Big League Chew, and we're
that's good cheese.
and we're spreading around, we're having fun, and we're rolling dough, and we toss of the dough,
what's
and
the
we
dough?
Make of the pizza. The dough is of course what
Laffy Taffy.
The dough's Laffy Taffy, and so it's Laffy Taffy with red vines, jelly, gummy worms, Big League Chew. And it's going actually pretty well. And we're having just a fun afternoon. Just
is anyone getting sticky?
I'm wearing gloves.
Okay.
And a big latex suit. Mm-hmm. Did you ever see American Horror Story?
No.
American Horror Story season one, there's a man named Latex Man. He's in a full body black latex suit and he impregnates
some
Connie
people,
Britton.
Yeah. Some people get horny about that.
He's making people horny.
Oh, okay.
I am wearing that suit.
Have they considered thinking about Margaret Thatcher naked on a cold day?
I'm trying to, yeah. I think they do have to do that in order to become less horny. Mm-hmm.
So nobody's getting sticky. Naomi Spanish not getting sticky.
She may be getting sticky. I can't see too well out of the suit.
Okay.
But it's a fun weekend. You know, we've broken into the pizza place. And
hot in a black latex suit, right?
It's especially next to that pizza oven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, we put it in and it breaks the oven.
I'm sorry, Lacey did an Instagram story.
Lacey,
while, I thought I wasn't supposed to be here right now.
While we were
no.
talking, and Sean was so completely derailed.
He looked directly into my camera. I'm so sorry.
And meanwhile, I'm just like looking straight ahead and like not even noticing that there's an Instagram story happening.
Right. Yeah.
Being very cool.
I'm so sorry.
You handled it really well. Yeah. My reaction was, and this is why I don't do as much on camera anymore.
It was a lot of that when he was acting.
It is why I've done less on camera.
When like the camera like turns on, he's like supposed to be talking. He's like,
why is someone filming?
Yes. Sorry, are you filming this? I would say often in the middle of a scene.
But the scenes were like really, really great until you
The scenes were going, oh, so I thought good. They were going really well.
Yeah, what was some of them?
Some of the scenes?
Yeah.
I'll do, well, you have to do the lines. I'm usually,
hey, welcome to Hollywood Handbook. Oh, not that, something else. Oh, I have to be the one who's talking.
And the scenes, usually someone else is talking.
Right.
And they are going really well.
Uh-huh. So it's not you. So you're interrupting their scene.
To say, I'm sorry, are you filming this? This is a private conversation.
It's Hollywood Handbook.
Hollywood Handbook. Insider's Guide to Kicking
Butt and Dropping Names in the Red Carpet Linebacker Hallways of this industry we call showbiz. Every time we welcome a new member to this great big family that we have that is called Earwolf, that is so precious to us, and that I would absolutely die for any person in this building.
I would lay down on the railroad tracks and get run over to death in order to save June Diane Raphael.
Oh, just specific people, not just like the brand of Earwolf?
Oh, certainly Earwolf. Certainly.
If we have to go to war with another podcast studio, will
even
you?
Former members, Engineer Frank, anyone who has ever passed through
even
the storied halls of Earwolf.
Even the Squires who are betrayers of this brand.
Yeah. I too would like unplug some headphones and choke someone to death in the name of Earwolf. Yeah.
You would murder for Earwolf's
murder
good
for
name.
Earwolf, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And with like Earwolf property, because I feel like that makes it even more special.
Use Earwolf property as a weapon to kill.
Yeah. Like headphones, chips, LaCroix. That's
pretty much all it is.
How can you kill someone with a LaCroix?
Not even that lately.
It's like
that's true. It's been low.
When you're here, your family, it's Earwolf and it's my only real family.
But blood in and blood out also.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. You don't get to leave. The Sklars left a pound of flesh on Scott Aukerman's floor.
Mm-hmm. Weirdly, the pound, you could just kind of tell looking at the pound that it was like 3/4 Jason.
I know.
And that 1/4
Well, his has glasses.
Yes, his little pound had a little glasses part.
Mm-hmm.
Lacey, welcome so much and like have such a good time and like always have fun and
Thank you so much.
Forget to just like be nice.
It's been for us 10 years on Earwolf and it hasn't gotten stale. Mm-hmm. It's still walking in, I get that same rush, that adrenaline, mm-hmm. those little goose pimples up my arms, you know, mm-hmm. that you get that tingling of like, oh, there's creativity happening in these halls.
And I just want to put like the one like sort of early issue behind us, which
sure.
When you walk into Earwolf, there are shows on the wall.
Of course. Oh, yes. Let's just get this out of the way. There are shows on the wall. There are these big posters that say these are the shows we make here at Earwolf.
Wow.
And they've been adding a lot of new shows. But for a long time, Hollywood Handbook was still on the wall.
Yeah.
And that was so nice. And then it did get moved to behind the cold brew machine.
Got behind the refrigerator. Yes. And so it was there. And I kind of like that. It was like, oh, we're sort of the secret little show. Like, you got to be a real fan to find our show, which is true.
And I would look at that and say, okay, we are behind the cold brew machine. But how did this get made? Isn't on the wall at all. That's like great for us.
And I thought only like I'm noticing this. But someone else noticed. Certainly not the people from How Does This Get Made who haven't been inside this studio in about 8 years because they are double dipping and only do live shows. But someone noticed, whether it was an intern, a producer Kevin type, whether it was, I don't know who else would have noticed. Maybe Tugboat. It could have been Tugboat.
It could have been the cold brew dispenser, like replacer, man.
Hey, wait a minute. Where's Zooks?
And so we now are.
Gotta have my Zooks.
Technically on the wall, but our sign is leaning against the wall behind the How Did This Get Made sign. And in our old spot is the scam goddess.
That's right.
And she has perpetrated the ultimate scam, and it is an honor to be scammed off the wall.
I got scammed right out of the building by the goddess.
I'm so sorry. I somehow scammed my way into getting your spot. And I'm so sorry about that.
It's such a nice spot.
I will tell you, though, how I was told that this came about was you guys are so popular and everyone loves you so much that you don't even need a sign. And my show is new. And so people are learning about it. And so they were like, we got to put the sign up because she needs it.
Never scam a scammer. That's rule number one of scam goddessing. You should know this by now.
Yeah,
you can't scam me like this.
I was really told that these are facts. Scammers know that like the best lie is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really what I was told. I'm not even lying.
As I walk, and let me just paint, I'm doing this sort of a role-playing adventure for people. So I walk in, I turn to the right, no Hollywood Handbook, scam goddess there. I turn to the left, I see a reception desk with some merchandise underneath. On top of that desk is another big photo of you that says scam goddess. And it says, congrats scam goddess team on a successful show launch. It's been a long time since we launched our show, but I do not remember a sign like that.
We didn't get it. But you know who else didn't get it? Was Conan.
Anyone else.
Okay, yeah. Well, Conan is called the inventor of podcasts by Variety Magazine.
That's right.
So
but
I
he
think
famously,
he,
they famously biffed the launch of that.
The launch was fucked up. Kevin blew the launch.
specifically Kevin.
Kevin, yes. He left our show to run that, and then immediately it exploded on the launch. Yeah,
Kevin tripped and spilled the podcast right before the launch.
I find this so everywhere. Hard to believe, because Conan O'Brien, like, I feel like he, when he launches like a dookie, it's like a success. You
and
know
that
what I
is
mean?
What he does.
Yeah. Like when he leaves the bathroom, people are clapping. He launches. Like, oh my God, Conan, that shit. I mean, I know you shit every day, but that one.
He launches that.
So
shit.
Good. You know what I mean? It's impossible to biff it, dude, when you're Conan.
So,
I'm trying to get to that level.
Well, that's good. I've never seen that sign before for anything. Mm-hmm. Congrats on a successful launch. I wonder what made it so successful. It seems like it probably just got uploaded like all the other podcasts.
Yeah, that's true. It did get uploaded just like all the other podcasts. I heard some links broke.
Okay.
Yeah, from clicking. Oh, which damn. Was pretty tight. But also, I was like, fix the links. I need more people to click
people
them.
People clicked it so hard that it broke. Yes.
Soft link, break the chain.
Just physical clicking broke the links. Wow. So I was like, Earwolf, please fix these links. But yeah, like, I personally, I don't know if I put those signs up there. I wasn't involved.
You don't know if you did. Wow.
I didn't physically put them up there, but I appreciate them being there. And there was also two signs. When I came in, there was only one sign. And I was like, where's the other sign? And then it was behind. So see, I too.
Have had the experience of being put behind another sign.
Yes. Mm-hmm. My sign was put behind my own sign. But still, I had two signs and I needed
both.
Well,
three.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But, yeah.
So what it means to me, honestly, is that I should be very frightened, because whoever's making all these signs is even more scared of you than they are of us. And we know that all the Earwolf employees are scared of us. We have obviously punished your Joshes.
Mm-hmm. One by one.
Your one Collins.
So many Joshes and Collins. You know, they have a support group. There's a specific Josh one and also a specific Colin support group.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. There's a lot of cold brew and there's a lot of crying.
So it might be related.
Colin's
too much cold brew.
I will say I feel like I stepped into an ambush. I will say I feel like Mona Scott Young is producing this show. Mm. And if you don't know who Mona Scott Young is, she produces
Love & Hip Hop. I do, but tell everyone else.
Hip-hop.
Got it.
She produces any show about people who are not actually employed anymore throwing drinks at each other. Mm-hmm. So if you've seen any show where alcohol has been thrown in anybody's face, like, there's a chance Mona Scott Young is behind
And it's
it.
A trap. And they say, this will not happen to you and you will be dry on this show.
They say that. They say that. And then the producers go, look, we pay you by the scene. So if you don't start throwing some drinks, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Did she produce The Wind Down?
She did not produce The Wind Down. Are they throwing drinks on The Wind Down?
I don't know. Them back. I know there's drinks involved.
That's new.
Tossing back a couple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're tossing back into their throats.
Cold glasses of wine.
Throwing them straight to the uvula.
But I came in. I mean, I feel like this is like also Andy Cohen could be producing this. I came in. I thought we were going to, you know, like fellowship with one another. And I immediately came into this like heat from you guys. I didn't move the sign.
Can I say what you walked into? You walked into facts.
Wow.
The facts.
You guys can't hear it, but he just threw a drink at me. I'm wet.
You need another one, Mona?
Mona's you here with in that, the Mona? Corner.
You need another
drinks.
One?
Do you have an engineer that does every one of your shows? And who's your producer here? What are we working with?
So my producer's Cody Ziegler.
Yes, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heard good things. Right. Heard very good things.
That could work.
I don't think I
passionate about his shows. I see him posting about them online and stuff.
Yeah, he truly does.
Really gets behind the show.
Like, also, like, in
Chef Kevin, you ever seen anybody do anything like that?
Get on that mic, Kev.
Hey, guys, Chef Kevin here. Yes, I do post. I'm a proud parent.
Look, I called that. You producer Kevin earlier. I forgot your name.
Okay. What about that? What's the engineer situation? Rotating, or you have like a personal catcher?
Main one.
I think it's rotating.
Yeah.
I've never even looked over there.
Have you ever met this guy?
There's only Cody in my sessions.
Have you met this guy before?
No.
He's the head engineer.
Have we? We have.
Improv for
that.
Humans. Right. Maybe
holy
a year
shit.
Ago.
Yeah. But you also have to realize when I go to Improv for Humans, I'm in a different headspace. Mm-hmm. I'm obviously, you're in the Besser. We're all you're like former UCB. I probably should be, but like Besser's like my, like, you know, uncle, godfather. When I go in there, he like does it's I only him, nobody else. But I just feel like I go in, I'm like, I gotta look professional, don't look too much in the eyes.
Like for your uncle,
did I come with my comedy
you
ready?
You have to dress up for your uncle.
Oh, like, I dress up.
It's
I dress
like
very
when you
nice.
See Uncle Godfather. Now your Uncle Godfather's coming over, so be on your best behavior.
I am. And so I feel like I don't remember a lot because I black out. I like it's like a comedy blackout where I'm like, I don't know. It'd be funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cody. Stressful. So Cody does the engineering and the producing.
It would seem that way.
If I'm sitting in this room and I'm only doing one of those things, I would try to pick up the other one really soon. I would, if I were Brett, I would learn how to send a email. And if I were Kevin, I would learn how to move a computer mouse.
If I'm Brett, I would start rehearsing these words. Hannah reached out to them. I would memorize that sentence. As quickly as possible.
That's the key to producing.
Yeah, because that's the last thing you hear about most guests.
Mm-hmm. If you say, hey, can we get this person? What you'll hear is from your producer, Hannah reached out to them.
Lacey, we do want to do some scams. What? So people come on your show and they're doing scams. Who's come on the show?
Yeah, who's scamming on there?
So, of course, Paul F. Tompkins is kind of on the show. Nicole Byers come on the show. I love Jamie Loftus. She's been on the show. Lauren Lapkus and I
didn't say
met
you loved Nicole or Paul.
I love them both.
You met Lauren out on a scam.
I didn't know if you know Jamie, so maybe I like put more emphasis
you
on that.
You love Jamie Loftus.
Okay. Right. Anyway,
it is the person like, we haven't had.
Don't try to do drama to me, okay? Mm-hmm. They're trying to do drama to me right now.
I'm trying to do facts.
Please don't tell on us.
I am going to tell. I'm going to tell
don't
everyone
tell on
that
us.
I
Please
walked
don't
into
tell
this
on
room
me
and
on
I was
my own
ambushed.
Show. Excuse me. You don't tell on me on my own show. Brett, I'm using my one edit per episode. Do you have this rule with your engineer? You get one edit.
Oh, are you kidding me? No, I edit. One. I edit down. I'll come in on edits and like be
I remember those
and
days.
Edit things.
Sitting in on
and
the
I've
edit.
Heard that. I've
you
heard
can give I'll us some of your extra get. Ones. But it is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that I'll get more lax, but I'm like insane right now.
We have rollover edits. We have a couple saved up from episodes where we just Tight. Actually fucking
just nailed
aced it.
Yeah.
Edit credits.
I've had to like have people edit things out because I'm like, oh, that's like not my mom's funny. Business.
Problematic.
No, it's just like my mom's personal business. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I shouldn't do that because I used to do that on podcasts and I'd be like, yeah, this is fucking who gives a fuck? Like it's a podcast. Maybe
and then
some
your
people
mom
hear it.
Would call you.
Well, not only my mom would call me, some articles started like surfacing on the internet where people were like doing deep dives on me and were listening to podcasts and were like, she just came out as a bisexual. And I was like, okay, look.
Us too. We have our articles too.
Yeah.
People are writing articles about us as well.
I believe that.
Oh my God, I relate because we get articles written about us. There was one in LA Weekly in 2011 and they're actually working on another one.
Mm-hmm.
I did not mean that as a weird brag.
Dude.
I just meant like, the, you
cool.
know, I don't want my mom to be like, you know, a casualty of like my Lazy. Podcast narcissism.
It's You're fine. Saying your mom just came out as bisexual?
No. Your mom. Wow. And we've got the scoop. Article writers.
Article writers. Generic article writers.
Get to typing.
Yeah.
So these scams, you're selling dangerous goods?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't like Explosives? Talk about my scams.
You don't talk about them.
The show is not talking about
the show
scams.
Must be very short.
Until my scams are retired, I don't talk about them.
Mm.
Are they life hacks?
No, they're scams. And so I can't like they're like, you know how you can be like something's like legal and then something's like legal adjacent and then something's illegal. So like these are like legal adjacent things. These are like in the cul-de-sac of legal.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But not quite like there is no outlet and they aren't actually legal.
Stealing. Some scams I hear are stealing.
You're on Florida Girls.
Yeah.
On Pop.
Yeah.
And you also, so I'm just like guessing one of the scams is you also famously have a prop house.
Yeah.
And so you are demanding that your like character always be like carrying very expensive props that like just like, oh, it so happens that like you only have at your prop house, like things like that.
That I truly don't even understand what you just said.
And Hayes, I love you. I support you. This partnership means the world to me. I also don't understand what you're saying.
Let me explain. Being willing to talk about your scams.
It's maybe that you need one example of an expensive prop.
Also, I'm like,
what? Like a gold rake.
Yes.
Okay. And so you say like, well, my character obviously like carries around this gold rake, and they're like, oh, where are we going to find that? And then they're like, oh, well, you call this prop house. You answer your other phone. That's your prop house phone.
And then people have to buy shit from me. I understand now. Oh, that's excellent. A
gold rake. That would be really expensive. Mm-hmm.
I do the thing of like, you know, they'll ask you like, oh, do you need like soaps in your trailer? Do you need like blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, yeah, I do. I need L'Occitane, Joe Malone. Mm-hmm. I need you to go to Neiman Marcus. Because I only use $500 face cream. Because I learned that you can do that and they'll buy it for you.
Yes.
Smart.
I try to get as much bought for me as possible when I'm shooting a television
show. Can I tell you my scam?
What's your scam?
It's happening today as every Saturday. And when I do walk out of this room, I'm going to grab a bag of the popcorn.
They don't do the they don't even have the popcorn anymore.
No, it's popcorn
all
today.
Nasty chips.
Taking it off today.
Do you think they're
but
getting
usually
nasty chips?
Bag
to...
of popcorn and I take it home
I
with
do
me.
Too.
I feel like nasty chips are a scam. I feel like it's like, look, we have all this food for you, but it's not
yes,
food you
this
want.
Counts
absolutely.
As food.
But it counts as food.
You can't say we didn't give you food.
I think that's right. You stock the fridge,
event.
You go like, there's all the diet Sprite and like
you guys
fucking, like original Lay's that you want, and you go like, I'm not gonna eat that
right
now.
But it's there. They tried to feed you.
Yeah.
I went to a charity event that I was performing at, and this woman had tons of bottles of wine and no wine openers. So there was just so much wine, and we were all like, oh, there's wine for us, and there was no way to open it. So
was
like,
this
oh,
an
no.
episode of The Wine Down?
I think they opened the wine.
Mm.
I think they opened the wine over there. So it was like she did provide wine, like she said, but then like you couldn't access it. Mm. So she took it all home.
Smart.
Here's a scam. Now you can help me with this. I've been working on a self-defense strategy class, which is...
So you're not teaching self-defense, you're teaching the strategy.
The strategy behind self-defense,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
which is defending yourself, holding
a huge magnet. That is attracting the gun.
Uh-huh.
It is attracting the knife. It is like disarming the attacker.
Yeah.
By it is absorbing the gun and the knife to the magnet.
The magnet's huge.
This makes sense.
It's so big. It is right now a gray frisbee. Is like what the actual magnet is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
with no magnetic properties whatsoever.
Oh, okay. As of now,
it's in beta.
It's in beta.
I don't
okay.
know if you watch Silicon Valley, but it's in beta. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Much like Pied Piper was for I think 7 seasons.
Are you wearing like a turtleneck when you talk about it? Because then it's going to seem
I
more
am wearing,
like it's in beta. Like a black turtleneck.
A turtleneck a la Mort from the Bazooka Joe comics up to my nose.
Okay.
So that I cannot be identified after the class. Mm-hmm. Yes. Because people are getting shot a lot.
Because of the frisbee.
I thought that the frisbee was attracting the whole gun. You're saying the frisbee's just supposed to attract
and,
a bullet?
And once again, the scam is working too well.
What about my belt buckle?
People have become so confident that they design a vigilante persona and go out into the night trying to magnetize guns and knives off of various criminals. And they are actually getting...
And this was an issue with the one real magnet that I had was it was kind of attracting my belt buckle and I would have to like pull it back. It's attracting the belt buckle, pull it back. So I am seeming like I'm walking around like very horny.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
That like the belt buckle is just like kind of going in and out.
He's pulling his entire pelvis forward and then thrusting it back away from the magnet and
I
then
think
pulling
you might
it forward
be
again.
In the wrong business. This sounds
it's
like
it's doing very
a
well.
Frisbee belt buckle, like, you know, when you want to masturbate, but
buckle.
You're in the office.
It's not masturbating.
I don't know. It sounds like masturbation. Maybe like when you're in a cubicle and you want to masturbate, but like people said you can't do that anymore. Right? You get out your frisbee in your belt.
Wise, have you thought about that when you want to masturbate in an office, but people said you can't do that anymore?
I take out my frisbee.
And the solution I found
for the real magnet when my belt buckle is being pulled in and out is that I do say, I'm celebrating Halloween early and I am being Quagmire. So this it's me, Quagmire. Yeah. I'm saying gibbity goo.
It's very meta Quagmire.
That he's talking about how he's Quagmire all the time?
Yeah.
Yeah. He does actually kind of do that a lot.
That's very true. Mm. Well, yeah, I think you might just be in the wrong market. It seems like guns aren't what this is for. Maybe it's for just like horny businessmen.
Oh, who need a way to like express how horny they are.
Yeah.
Okay, horny businessmen. Okay.
And I, where do you find those people? Businessmen.
That, yeah, where do you know? Find a
where
horny
do you
businessman?
Find them?
At any corporate
at business,
office,
right?
At business.
Yeah. Just go to the business.
At any business.
Like the office, honestly. The
Think
horniness
about how horny they
of
all
place.
Were sucking and fucking in that show. I mean, at some point, a lot of it happens off camera. I don't want to turn this into an episode of Office Ladies.
Ooh.
But another people who bumped us off the wall. Mm-hmm. They, of course, are in a spot that we never attained up at the top.
Not even close.
Yeah, see, I'm at the bottom. So, you know, I've got a slow climb to the spot I actually want.
Hollywood Handbook. Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other. They went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They finally cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car.
You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood Handbook.
What other scams are you doing on your show?
Why'd you look like that?
What?
He just rolled his eyes at me.
No.
Didn't do it.
Shot his eyes at me.
Didn't
please,
happen.
if I rolled my eyes never at you, happened. You'd know it.
There'd I love be you no immediately question. Defend him. You weren't looking his direction. You don't know if he rolled his eyes at me.
I think I know my friend.
I feel really ganged up.
A little better than you.
We're actually very close friends, and it's not uncommon to feel like a total outsider when you're on this show.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What is a scam that is happening on the show?
You're interviewing you don't talk other about people your about own their scams. Scams.
What's another?
You don't talk about yours, so are you asking them about theirs?
So I talk about scams that are in the zeitgeist, and then I talk about very famous scams, and then I talk about scammers that I really respect.
A famous scam.
Yeah. An example is like the last episode that just aired, we talked about WAGs and how there are people on WAGs who pretend to be dogs, and then they like will order an appointment for you to walk their dog. And then they'll cancel.
They
that
say
appointment.
I'm a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a dog. Like I need to be walked. Uh-huh. And
I'm sort of feeling like I don't have to poop right now.
Right, but like on the trip, probably yes. Bring bags. Mm-hmm. You know, so the basic stuff. Then because they have used the app to pretend to be a dog, they can now contact you through the app, and they contact you, and the app doesn't have any way of scrambling between like who's customer support for the app and works for the company and who is just a dog, you know, needing to get walked. Mm-hmm. So then they'll, well, obviously we're talking about a person who owns a dog, well, a scammer who probably doesn't own a dog. So then they call you after canceling that walk, and they're like, hey, we canceled this walk. It's us from WAGS. We need to give you $10 to reimburse you, but your bank account like isn't working. Like, can you send us the information again?
So they're scamming the walkers.
Yeah, which I think is so fucked because like the walkers
they're
probably.
They're WAG walkers.
Yeah, like if you're walking dogs on WAG, you probably need the money and like don't need to be have your bank account wiped out.
Hey, I walked dogs.
I mean, no one needs to have their bank account wiped out.
Yeah, I needed the money. That's why I was doing it.
Yeah, that's like how jobs work.
Dude, that was my main reason to do it.
It wasn't that you just love dogs and you love walking and this.
Well, I must love dogs, but I absolutely love dogs.
And you could play frisbee with a dog and also masturbate in public.
Oh, that was a huge problem is... mistaking the gray frisbee for the actual metal disc magnet and throwing it for the dog and being just basically hurtled through the air by my belt buckle after the frisbee. The dog is catching me out of the sky instead of the frisbee.
In his mouth.
How about this scam? I got a scam for you.
Okay.
So you're at the airplane.
Yeah.
But you don't have a ticket.
Tight.
Fly the plane.
If you have the outfit.
Fly the plane.
If you have the outfit.
You're at the airplane.
All you need is the outfit.
May I see your ticket? No.
I'm flying the plane.
Fly the plane.
Yeah.
Is there another, like, how would you like.
Planes basically fly themselves.
You're at the airplane.
Oh, dude. Yes.
Like, is that how you would do it? Or is there another approach you would take? You have no ticket. How do you get on the plane?
I mean, that's it. I think all you need is like a costume. Like scams, like costumes really come into play. Mm-hmm. I mean, I won't lie. I've been to some
comedy.
Very popular nightclubs and like couldn't get into VIP because it was like, I don't know, like NBA All-Star Weekend or something. And then you know what was next
time.
To me?
Name the Cups. Club. Put them on blast. What's the club?
It's a club.
What are you going to One Oak?
It was. It's like something
Club
like
Deviate.
One Oak, but
are
it's
you
not
at Club Deviate.
Fuck no. It's something that's not open anymore. But it was a popular club back in the day, and like we were young, and like you know what was next to us? Lots of cups, and you know what we happened to be in? Black dresses. So we picked up those lots of cups, and we put them over our heads, and we walked into VIP. Because we were like, yeah, we're bottle service girls.
You were.
And they had tons of extra
cups.
Security because there was like a very popular night. So people didn't know who worked there, and it's dark.
And you scam them.
Yeah.
Oh,
you know, I own like several different color wristbands, and I bring them with me places to events.
Could also be like costume of like somebody famous, like Beetlejuice or something.
You could say you're Beetlejuice.
Yes.
True. Beetlejuice would not have done much for me that night, though.
If you say it a third time.
Yeah. You have to get him to say it. Yeah. Well, I mean, at that point, you could then be the bye-bye man.
What?
Well, I'm just saying, if you want to be someone who people aren't really going to, you know, push back on a lot.
Who they wouldn't necessarily recognize, but they've heard of them for sure.
Not many people trying to tangle with the Bye-Bye Man or with Slender Man.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I've never heard of the Bye-Bye Man.
What?
Yeah. I mean, I can get from the name, I can pretty
You're
much like discern
he
what the bye-bye man is. Like maybe a murderer, I'm guessing.
No.
Like you go bye-bye when the bye-bye man comes.
Bye-bye.
Oh, he just like says bye-bye
Chilling.
Like that?
It's absolutely the goose pimples that I mentioned getting when I first walk into
the goosebumps. What is this goose pimple
thing? The goose
thing?
Pimples.
Pimple makes me think there's like pus
when
involved.
I get the chicken flesh.
There is.
Like,
there's a lot of pus.
Turkey bumps.
I feel like it's just so hotter to say goose. Like goosebumps feel like like kind of like the sexier of the scary.
Yeah, feelings. For me it's not sexual.
Okay.
I mean,
I could see that. I don't
I'm
know.
Not
like
trying
every horror
to make it
film
sexual.
I watch, there's a woman in a white t-shirt running away, and somehow it starts raining, and she has goosebumps, and it's very sexual.
Okay,
those are nipples.
Brett,
I think those are two different things.
Brett, it's 2019.
We all have.
We don't
nipples.
Say nipples anymore.
Yes.
What do we?
We all have nipples.
We call them goosebumps now.
They're called. Goose pimples.
That's so not hot. God.
Help me with a scam, please.
Yeah.
I'm trying to watch Blackadder on Hulu.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Starring Mr. Bean, but the smart version of him.
Mm-hmm, Mr. Bean, but he's talking.
I don't have Hulu. How do I get Hulu? What's the fastest way that you scam me to get Hulu?
Scam me into Blackadder, please, marathon style.
I mean, you
style.
Find someone who has Hulu, and then you get their Hulu.
I don't have time.
I can't.
Okay. I feel like if you tweeted that you want someone's Hulu login,
give
you
me
would
someone,
get
give me Hulu.
So many Hulu logins.
Okay.
I'm not even kidding. People would give you their Hulu login just to like know that you're watching their Hulu and then like see what you're watching. Because you can make like their little page different. Also, if you threaten to quit Hulu,
rearrange their whole page.
Everyone go out and try to cancel your Hulu because if you do, they'll give you half off for 3 months.
Wow.
Go fake cancel your Hulu.
Wow. Okay. No, there's no computer. How do I watch it without a computer or like how do I see it?
I mean, that's not a problem. You know, there's computers out here that don't belong to you and you have
yes.
one of those. You
yes.
just have one of those.
Just have a computer that doesn't belong
yes,
to me.
Have
Where
it.
Do you find them mostly?
Anywhere and everywhere. You know what I mean?
There's like, computers all over the place. Now.
Yeah. You have to truly just be opportunistic about where you have a computer.
Speaking of computers, scam. I'm doing a website, bugsite.com, that collects pictures of sexy bugs.
Okay, I'm into it.
Users can upload whatever they want. I'm then, of course, selling these bugs to other bugs.
Mm. Okay.
What is money for bugs?
Ooh, money for bugs
yeah.
is like stale Doritos.
Doritos? Okay. That's that what I've been finding.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what I've been, that's yeah. mostly what I've been getting.
I had a, I got lucky that this guy didn't scam me, an apartment guy, when I was first moving to LA, which, like, I was, like, riddled with desperation to find, like, a home for my body, like, just to, like, put a roof, like, and then, like, put my body underneath.
Yeah, yep. So tough to find a place to put your body at times.
God. Every night you need to store your
body
somewhere.
Every single night.
And it's expensive to store your body every night. Yes. Like, so I was looking for, like, you know, four walls and a roof. And I went to this apartment, and, like, the price was great, and it was, like, two bedroom, and it's in Hollywood, and I was like, this is so awesome. And he gives me this paperwork, and he's like, okay, you have to sign this bed bug paperwork. I have a cashier's check. I'm, like, ready to close. And I was like, bed bugs? Oh, okay. And it's just like, oh, if you bring them, you're kind of liable for their extermination. And I was like, okay, that makes sense. Uh-huh. Like, whatever. Then I was like, are there any other bugs here? And he was like, oh, no. What do you mean by other bugs? And I was like,
is this okay?
Is that okay?
Kevin, is that okay?
Kevin, can we do that sort of impression?
I'd like also like to say that I'm black, so I'm oppressed. So I do whatever impersonations I want.
I just don't I don't think I want to know exactly what
being,
this
guy is.
And I
definitely don't want to be scammed.
Being black is a scam way. And it's also a scam that you can run. It's okay, just not as beneficial to run it as a scam. It just itself is a scam.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm learning.
Continue.
Yeah. We often talk about
lean into it more if you want.
I will. We talk about how, like, there's a joke about, like, Jim Crow, and how when colored people had to go to water fountains that were different colored people. Oh God. I'm black. We don't say color.
Is that okay?
I can say whatever
Kevin,
I want.
Is this okay?
I don't join in, but I'll say whatever I want.
I'm not talking for another half an hour.
They talk about how, like, when they desegregated water fountains, someone was like, man, some guy just lost half his business because he was making white ones and black ones. And now he's only making one water fountain because he don't need two. And also, what about the guy who made all the placards? You know, I'm going to get canceled for
who's
this.
Who's we? So you say we talk about this?
Yeah.
Oh, like black people. Okay. Some my black friends.
Okay.
It's not like we're like, man, we feel for that guy. We don't. Mm-hmm. We don't feel for that guy. But it is funny to think about how things affect other things. Mm-hmm. But anyway, being black is a scam that white people created. It is. You know what I mean? It comes with lots of, it's very slippery. You know what I mean? Like, black people are weird. It's, I feel like that's why we don't rock climb and stuff. Everyone's made this joke.
Kevin,
like, being
is
black
this okay?
is exciting. Being black is very thrilling. I leave my house every day and I'm like, will I come back? just because I'm black. That's funny, but it's also true and sad. Anyway, there was a point to this.
This guy was talking to you.
Thank you.
The landlord with the accent that I won't do, but you will.
Yes. And also, I'm not trying to tell you where the accent's from, so can it be that
no,
racist?
You're not.
Yeah,
because it's like doing general, you know how people do general, like in those movies, the time period movies, well, everyone's like kind of British but like no really, and it's like we're in Greece, like it's like that.
Right.
It's not. It doesn't sound exactly like that.
I feel like it's like that. I feel like I'm doing the same thing.
Yeah. I feel like if the guy turns out is British, then maybe it's okay.
Then yeah, that is just like a very bad job at a British accent. But I've heard you do a British accent now, so I can't. Anyway,
well, so this is not British though. Everyone guess. Do you want to guess?
I mean, it's just
no. You
it
don't,
feels like a low
you?
Upside decision
Thank
for me.
You.
I do have a guess,
even
though.
If I'm right. Yeah.
I want to know your guess when
okay,
we get
when
the
we
air.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so yeah, he's like, oh, bugs. And I was like, oh, bugs. I was like, what kind of bugs? And he was like, oh, but there are roaches. And I was like, what do you mean there are roaches? And he was like, I mean, there are roaches. And I was like, are there roaches like in the building? He was like, yes, of course. Every building in Hollywood has roaches. And I was like, what? And I was like, okay, like, I didn't see any, like, droppings or, like, anything. I opened all the cabinets. Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to do when you go in an apartment. You're supposed to open all the cabinets, really smell, see if they've roach bombed anything.
Bathroom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, like, he was like, oh, no, when you have house clean, no roaches. Mm-hmm. But when you leave crumb, roaches will come. One crumb,
just
he said.
The one crumb.
And then the roaches would descend upon the apartment. Mm-hmm. So I didn't take that apartment. But that being said, Dorito crumbs.
That's their money.
Those are bug food.
That's bug money.
Oh, yeah. Wait. No, you said bug food.
Yeah, and food is sometimes money.
Ah.
Currency can be
gold,
anything.
Like the it's chocolate coins.
chocolate coins, Brett said. Yeah. And Brett found a way to solve the puzzle.
To solve it all. Yeah.
So, okay. So food is bug money. Well,
is there
that
anything?
I mean, you're up my website problem.
You're selling bugs to other bugs?
Pictures of them, yes.
Pictures. Oh, okay.
Did you do like Facebook? Like, did you have the bugs sign away the rights to the photos when they upload the photos?
Absolutely, yeah. There's a whole user agreement that they never read the fine print on.
Okay, tight.
Yeah. And I'm allowed to be friends with the bugs.
That's
a
the user
also
agreement?
The user
a lot of the agreement is that we actually are good friends.
And so they sign the site.
I'm one of their best friends.
One of their best friends.
Yes. And that if there's something like I'm having like a big event or birthday party or fundraiser, that the bugs do have to show up.
Okay.
And they do have to put a smile on their face.
And they have to give to the GoFundMe as well.
Yeah.
That's also another great scam.
GoFundMes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. GoFundMes for web series.
That is smart because who's ever going to check to watch the web series?
No one's going
to
watch your web series.
Nobody's going to fucking see this.
Nobody fucking wants to. So, but we ease our guilt by paying to the GoFundMe. I'm like, look,
I'm never
going to
watch
$20.
This, but here's $20. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, people can keep all the money.
You never have to make it.
And you can say, like, they'll get a poster or something.
Hell
the,
yeah.
The last thing they want in the world.
Nobody wants a
who's
poster.
Who's
going to
follow up and be like, hey, I gave $20. I'm just wondering when I'm going to get my poster.
Where exactly is the poster? Gross too. Like, oh, the poster is like the top of some orange pubes. Do you want it?
Just the top.
And if you get it, I want to see it in your house. Like, when I come to your place, it better be hanging up.
You can have access to our dailies.
You can hear all of our audio. We're going to send you all of the sound.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook. Whoa.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Hollywood Handbook.
What is another famous scam? Is there any other ones?
Any other famous scams?
Yes.
God, I mean, the government.
That's a huge
government.
One.
I've heard of this one.
That could be its own episode.
That honestly could be its own entire episode.
I feel like it could be its own year.
The government is fake. The government is like always perpetrating scams.
Yeah. But also you can get over on the government because you have to remember only in certain ways. Like I don't fuck with the IRS because eventually they will put you in jail.
Okay.
But there are other agencies that I will fuck with because of the people who work there.
FDA.
Yeah. DMV.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. Because nobody FDA... at the DMV is passionate about their job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you can get away with a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm. And what are you doing there? Just going, hanging out?
use their chairs for whatever you want.
Fucking love their chairs. Yeah. Have you ever sat in a DMV chair? Yes, you have, and probably for 3 hours. Course. How'd your ass feel afterwards? Think about how your ass felt.
I'm picturing it now.
Pretty decent.
Yeah.
Like, when I left, I was mad that I sat there for so long, but I wasn't like, ooh, my ass hurts.
But, but it's weird to go back and, like, comfy. Sit down again after you're done.
No, you're allowed to. That's the scam, Hayes.
Right. If you want free AC.
Free chair.
DMV. Free
basically,
chair.
I go and that's my WeWork. It's just the DMV waiting area.
Truly. Truly can be. You could probably get some Wi-Fi. Mm. They have it.
Free headshots.
And nobody questions you for being headshots. There. Yeah. No one questions you
it's
for being there.
It's a one-stop shop.
Or being there for a long time.
Just bring a piece of your mail. If anybody asks, going, yeah. Proof of residence.
A piece of mail at people.
Yeah, I forgot this last time.
The way you can scan the FDA, I found, is they can't eat the food that you are bringing in to sell. So you go and like, I have this food. I'm going to sell this food. They can smell it. They can look at it, but they can't eat it.
Because you have to be able to take it out with you.
Because then there won't be food anymore. Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is make sure it like smells okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they have to stamp it and be like, yes, this is fine.
So if I were to bring in like styrofoam, but I cover it with like a really good cheese sauce or something.
Yes, perfect
Then the
example.
FDA would be like, this smells good. Mm-hmm. I have it in like very clean containers. It looks good.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then you can reuse the container.
Yeah.
After you sell it.
And if you brought that in and you said, this is power cake, it gives you special powers. Can I sell this power cake for $1 billion? And then it makes kids able to fly through walls or whatever.
Right.
Say.
Yes. Then you come back here.
They have
to
at least approve a trial.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then Brett, like once he eats it and is like, okay, there's only cheese on the outside of this. There's no cake on the inside. Mm-hmm. It's foam. It's too, like he has no grounds. At that point,
no
grounds because
there's no legal grounds
because the FDA has stamped it.
So the FDA is letting us be guinea pigs.
Stamped it and he's eaten it.
Mm-hmm. So the FDA, which makes sense because the FDA is constantly recalling things like, hey, we let you eat this and turns out you die.
But yeah, but it's like, it's too late.
I'm going to die from it?
Like we ate it already.
The
like,
way you eat it.
You can't recall.
Yeah, but we stopped everyone else from eating it. Yeah, you died, but everyone else didn't die because we stopped it from happening after you die.
The FDA can't unstamp it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
They're not going to go impossible. Through Brett's innards.
They don't? Oh, yeah. Yeah, they can't.
Please. Disgusting. No. And Brett's
innards
will
might
die.
Be clean. They might be
Thank
nice.
You.
That
not anymore.
First you drop nice one crumb.
Not after a freaking slice of power me. Cake this big. That's going to wreck
it. Looks clean right now, but if one crumb falls in Brett's innards.
Mm-hmm.
Then the bugs converge.
Then the bugs all join in there.
And that's like a contractual thing that like the bugs that Sean has uploading, they
on
live
Bugsite?
In huh? Brett.
The some of my bug friends from Bugsite probably are residing in Brett right now. Just statistically.
It makes Earwolf kind of a one-stop shop because they can come here, buy nudes,
mm-hmm.
be friends with Sean, and then
bug like, nudes specifically, yes. Not like other nudes.
No. And like the equivalent of the chips that Earwolf gives out is mm-hmm. the crumbs in Brett's innards.
That's right.
Great.
That mm-hmm. they can converge on.
Tight.
Yeah, the photos are all of that moment right before they fly, but they've opened their whole shell to like reveal the underneath part, but they haven't started flying yet. You know what I mean? When bugs do that,
you know those
oh, hot.
Yeah.
Is that hot?
That's the nudes.
I feel like if that was like a human nude, that would uh-huh. be like the inside of the shaft of a penis.
Mm. Okay.
I don't know if that's the part that people
it's
are
an interesting
like,
theory.
After?
No, it's a part right before, right when the penis is kind of like unfurling itself.
Oh God, do penises unfurl?
But before it, yeah. Before it like real, like is fully.
Before it starts like flying.
Yes.
Okay, so yeah. I don't know if I want to look at that.
Right when the flaps are starting to, like, come loose.
I feel like that's not what people are looking for. People are looking for, like, external. Like I want to see the ant's butt. Like, you know, ants have, like, honestly, Instagram models are shaped just like ants.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like they she have might be the in the big... market for some of these pics.
She just said she wants to see an ant's butt.
Oh,
actually think.
Have you ever looked at an ant? Like, have you ever looked at an ant's butt and then like looked
at an ant, like Kim Kardashian,
and then like look at them and they and their shape is.
Don't ants have like three butts?
Wow!
Pay three times as much.
I'll have to triple the fee.
Make the same.
Yeah, they do have three butts, and I got photos of all of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm interested.
I know you are. So
I heard you say that. I can hear you.
Okay. All right. She's listening in. She's eavesdropping.
Okay. So it's not called eavesdropping when we're face to face and we're talking to one another. You just kind of turned catty corner to me, but you're still talking and I'm still here. Are we going to close the deal? I mean, like, how much?
Now I'm afraid she's talking to me.
I am talking to you.
Okay. This is
Sean, I'm talking to you.
So, did you say how much?
Yes, I did. I asked how much. You're a very shy business person.
What's something that you need right now? Just like say what you need and he'll give that to you.
Are you guys selling something or no? Because it seems like there's a lot of hesitation. There's a lot of nerves.
Two congrats on the successful Scam Goddess launch signs.
I own those.
I won't negotiate.
I own those signs.
But that's what he's saying. Like he wants to buy them.
I want to trade two of them.
Oh, you
want
to trade them?
Yeah, you want to see these freaking ant butts? You're going to have to pay through the nose and Scam Goddess signs.
Honestly, ant butts aren't enough for the signs. How about
okay,
ant
well, I'm willing to negotiate.
How about ant butts and the Hollywood handbooks sign and the cold brew machine that it's behind?
I don't know if I'm authorized to do that.
Well, you could. Do you have any more pictures of like a bee's goose pimples?
I do have a bee with goose pimples. Yeah,
Tyke.
It's not a bee; it's a wasp.
That's honestly better. Bee.
Whoa!
Yeah, everyone has their preference. Mm. I'm not a bee person. Mm. Too small. Mm.
And there is no kink shaming in this studio.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Plus, can't wasps live after they sting you?
Can wasps live?
Can wasps?
Can they live?
Please. Let them live. Can wasps live? Yeah, they can.
That's hot.
Because
like the bee dies, and then that's uncomfortable.
That sucks. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but like the wasp lives, and then
the wasp in these pictures is dead. But
from
it's a dead wasp.
But from totally look at dead wasp
from a different
porn.
Yeah.
But it's from totally stuff. Other reasons.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't want to look at a dead wasp for sexual pleasure. Mm. It has to be poisoned. Alive.
Yeah, and the bee dying is not part of it for me.
Mm.
I don't know if these bugs like you that much. If you're like selling their
well, why don't you read the user agreement and find out? There's not really a lot of room for interpretation there.
It
actually says I'm one of their best friends.
You wrote it yourself, which I'm pretty sure is like not legally binding.
And they signed it.
I don't think that's how like laws work.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so nobody wrote them.
Are you a lawyer?
They just
no, you're
they
not.
Just
my
appeared.
Wife's your wife's my lawyer.
That's right.
But that doesn't mean but she's not here. So I don't know.
It's helpful for people to know like, oh, how'd they get Lacey on this show? Okay.
That's not how I got into the show.
Professional obligation.
I heard you guys wanted to fight me.
I don't remember saying that.
Four grown
men. That's how we get a lot of people to come on the show.
Four grown men wanted to fight me. And I said, that's fine. I'll fight anybody.
Well, let's just do a podcast first and then we could fight afterwards.
Yeah, and we'll fight after the podcast.
And then
we
do
if
we
still feel like
thank you for
calling me Earwolf Fight Club. Yeah, you're very grown,
thank
right?
Thank you.
And you're super grown.
And
sure.
My innards are clean.
And very clean, spotless, some would say. There's like Clorox clean, and then there's like Brett Zenner's clean.
Scraped clean
by
the bugs.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was told I would come here, I would have some Lay's and a knockoff LaCroix called Bubbly.
Yep.
And then we would fight.
Okay.
Brett has pulled up a picture of a huge ant's butt.
Is that a boil, though, or is that a butt?
Sean, I thought the butt was verified.
Like the color's weird. Like
it's
I feel
full
like there's stuff in there.
Honey, it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah. That ant has been eating so much honey. And the ant's friends with a bee, obviously. To have access to honey like that.
I've feel Brett weird about this.
Brett is taking a picture of his computer.
Is this aunt sick? Are you showing me a sick aunt?
This aunt's sick as
sick,
hell.
Like S-I-C-C?
The aunt's sick and thick. It's actually a very good aunt, and it's worth a lot.
You've already showed it to me.
Fuck, Brett, what did you do?
You're supposed to, like, that was the whole allure, is that I didn't see the photos and I was willing to bargain. But now you've, like, yeah, I've seen it.
And it's,
I got my eye high.
Straight into the bank.
Well, I obviously got scammed.
Yeah. Click.
I've obviously been scammed.
Yeah. Thank you. That was my whole point. By I wanted the you to goddess. Pull it up.
Who's coming on the show next?
Yeah, who else coming?
Nicole Byer's coming next.
Okay.
Yeah.
You mentioned her as someone who's been on already, I thought.
Oh, no.
Who's coming after that?
Oh, I've recorded 14 episodes already. So.
Okay.
That's a like, you're done. Just, no, that's nope. There's 38 more. But the scam is that they can't be evergreen because, or they have to be evergreen because I have to leave town.
Tell me about Flo Rida Girls.
Yeah.
What's your favorite track?
From Flo Rida?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very partial to Apple Bottom Jeans Boots with the Furs. And I know that's some of his most popular work, but I honestly think it's some of his most impactful.
Yeah, like, often there's a reason.
I've never felt more seen. Mm-hmm. I had Boots with the Furs. Mm-hmm. I had Apple Bottom Jeans because I had an Apple Bottom. Mm. And my bottom fit in those jeans. The whole premise of those jeans is like you have a big butt and then you have a small waist. And so they make the waist small, but they make the butt big.
Did he ever stop by set at all?
No, and that was honestly unfortunate. We wanted to see him. One of our cast members, Melanie, didn't even understand that Flo Rida was spelled like Florida, and it completely blew her mind when we told her that. It was like a huge revelation. She cried.
Well, the Florida girls be becoming a god, which I have heard this is happening.
In that same general region.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in Central
Or in
Florida.
Your case, I mean, I guess you did become the scam goddess.
Yeah, I did. But I didn't become the scam goddess in Florida. I became the scam goddess in the birth of most scams. Mm. Brooklyn, New York.
Like, what honestly, scam town.
The hottest scams are coming out of Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Always and forever. And I'm not even kidding. Like, they're innovators. Silicon Valley for scams is Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The water's different there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it truly is.
Yeah.
The bagels.
The water they put in the scams.
Who just texted
makes
you?
Makes it different.
Who texted you?
Wow.
I see you read
and
a text.
Say the truth.
First of all,
and
I didn't touch my phone.
Truth.
I didn't touch my phone, and I feel
nobody
like
nobody accused you of
I
that.
I feel like Tana's phone shamed me several times. I took
it is
one
face up.
Tiny.
The phone is face up.
Tiny. Okay, you know what? And your phone is face down, so that's fair. I can put my phone face down.
Respect.
It was just sitting there. I did not read anything.
Who texted you?
And say the truth.
And you must say the truth.
I am getting ambushed on the show so much.
And this is going to make for one hell of an article.
this says...
It says mom and the text
come
reads,
tomorrow.
Bisexual.
It says mom,
it says,
I'm bisexual.
Mom, just got home from my date with my girlfriend and my boyfriend.
Because I'm bi and poly, those are fun things. I mean, once my mom did say something that was interesting that I was like,
Me too.
She just told me.
That my happened mom, to me as well.
Oh, dude, my mom had me like,
You guys are trolling me.
The feeling when mom
so
says something interesting.
Hard.
We're shitposting.
I've never been trolled. So, yeah, I'm literally like
we're
in person
shit
getting shitposted.
We're shitposting.
I didn't even know
online.
You could do this in person.
Who's
That's
texting?
All we do. My whole personality is shitposting.
Who is the text being sent by to you?
It's some text and some Instagram notifications.
Yeah.
That's all. And like, I only know that because like one is green and one is purple and pink. I haven't read them.
And no sender on the text.
You actually know the sender.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Return to sender.
Well, if we know them.
I know them. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's figure out who it is.
Someone who is not that famous.
If I know them, they're not doing great. Quite
just
frankly.
Specifically knowing you? Do I need to stop knowing you?
If they're doing, when you get.
Is that how
when
I'll
you
do
achieve,
better?
Look. You're on a rocket ship to fame. When you reach your destination, you will no longer know me. I've seen it 1,000 times before. And God bless my former friends.
How do I do it? Like, do I need to call you? I'm trying to be like,
no,
I don't
that's know. Officially unknown instead of what you nope. need to do. Nope.
I will always know you. You're very married to my instinct. Lawyer.
Yeah. Well, no, but
how
you don't necessarily
you?
Have to know me. No, you'll be like, I knew him. You know me now.
I just have to start.
I knew him.
I just start have to talk like in past tense. I have to start bringing up everything that we do in past tense.
That would help.
Like even right now, I'm like, yeah, I was on his podcast once.
The text is from someone who either has a podcast or has been on 300 episodes.
Hell yeah. Yes? The name's on this table. The name is on this table.
So I knew that.
And this is the blood in, blood out gang gang table. When you sign your name mm-hmm. to the table, it says that you will choke anybody out with a pair of Earwolf headphones upon ass. Like when mm-hmm. you're asked, you go to war.
Shouldn't even have to ask.
Truly.
I'd take a bullet for Colin Anderson.
Who
is
would
it Colin?
Who would it?
Is Colin texting you?
Colin texting you?
No, I wish. I get emails from Colin. They're pleasant.
I remember those days.
You know what? You guys are legendary status, okay?
Who is I've that seen more text from?
Who's the sender?
You could, if you read all the names on this table, you'll get it.
Okay.
Comedy Bang Bang?
The text is not from Comedy Bang Bang.
That was a really good guess, though, Brett.
Thanks.
That was good.
It's the first name I saw on the table.
Truly a good guess.
That was really smart.
Wait, is this you?
No.
You don't know how to do block letters? Then what Sean is
Please,
this?
Please, I wish. What Sean is that? Oh, Sean Conroy or some shit.
You don't sound happy about that. Who's on your hat? Now I'm just going to...
Sean got it for me. It's a street light.
I like it.
You know what scam pisses me off for real?
Bye.
Whoa. Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.